This is a poem called I Am Barabbas. I don't understand. Why did they give me up for this man? I'm not complaining, but these actions need explaining, because one day I was waiting to die, to be killed, to be executed for my crimes. Then in walked this guard who says my life is no longer my fine. I'm free to go. To what? I don't know. All I know is that I'm getting out of this hole. The sun hits my eyes, bringing tears from so much time, spent in the dark, waiting, waiting to die. But I'm not going to die. I've never felt more alive. There's nothing like the joy of knowing you've been given a second chance at life. So party high, Jerusalem. I'm going out. I'm getting mine. I start walking. I start strutting. For once, everything seems fine. But I hear the crowd talking about this chump taking my place. God, they hate this man. What did he do to deserve this fate? But I don't really care. Because of this boy, I'm going free. I start pushing through the crowds, but that's when I see his face looking at me. The chump's eyes lock with mine, and I can't tear away, because his look is not one of madness, fear, or hate. He's looking at me, the one who got his release. He's looking at me, the one who is going free. He's looking at me, and he's looking with compassion. Compassion? Are you joking? What's this guy smoking? Doesn't he realize that I'm going free, and he's the one who's going to be choking on his own blood as he hangs on the cross, body broken, lungs crushed? What's this fool doing looking at me with what almost seems like love? We're switching places. These people have hate for him on their faces. Compassion? What's wrong with this guy? I start asking around to see what's his crime. No one can give me an answer, but they know he must die. No one can give me an answer, but apparently his whole life, this man did nothing but help others. Heal the sick, even raise the dead. Sometimes he was so busy helping others that he forgot that even he needed to be fed. Someone said they saw him calm a storm with his voice. Others said before him demons fled. They had no choice. So why is he dying? Why did you ask for him to take my place? Do you know who I am? Have you forgotten my face? I'm the dude who killed people, who stole just because I could. He did more for you than I ever would. Yes, they say, but you see, he was tripping. We thought he was going to be our king, but then he started slipping. He started talking about how his kingdom was not of this world. And then he said God's wrath was going to be hurled against people like us, the good, the religious. He said sin was inside of us and we had no hope except to pursue repentance and believe in him, the savior of us all. He said he was God, and for us he was going to take the fall. So you see, this man had to be killed. Who is he to tell us that only in him we could be healed? I turn to walk away, but I just can't seem to leave. After all I've heard, I'm even more confused about this man who seems so self-deceived. I just can't get his look out of my eye. Over and over it plays, sending chills down my spine. So I follow the crowd out of the city and up the hill. I listen to the crowd continue to mock him, even as his blood is spilled. I can't explain it, but this all just seems so wrong. Someone should say, stop, and that my execution is back on. The crowd begins to thin, tired of hearing him moan. I move to get closer so I can hear the prayer he's praying like he's totally alone. Father, forgive them, I hear. For they know not what they do. Forgive them? After what they have done to you? Forgive them? What is going on? Who is this man? That hits me like a gong. I remember the words that my father spoke to me when I was young. The words of the prophet Isaiah, who talked about God's son, who would come and die for the sins of his people, who would come and die even though he had done no evil. It would be the will of God to crush him, to put his soul to grief, not for what he had done, but so that the condemned could know peace. The law says that man must pay for man's sin, but the prophets talked about how God would come and how he would take it on the chin. Our sins he would bear, our sorrows he would carry. Only man can pay for man's sin, but only God can bear the bearing. And so, O Jerusalem, do you realize what we've done? Hanging on the cross is God's very own son. Then I hear him trying to speak. I hear him struggling for breath. I look up, and in his face, I see death. And then very clearly, even though it's a whisper, very clearly I hear him say, it is finished. The whole world turned black. I heard the curtain in the temple was torn in two. I fall to my knees because now I know this is true. Today, Jesus had taken my place not once, but twice. He died my death from Pilate, and to God, he paid my price. And so I am Barabbas, the one who went free. I am Barabbas, and Jesus died for me.